We'll be reading from John chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
In terms of a progression, we've had the Lord Jesus as the light of the world and as the good shepherd, and now he is the true vine. He is the vine, we are the branches. And we might look at chapter 10 as the real core expression of our security in Christ. Chapter 9 showed us the development of understanding to realize that. Chapter 15 is, perhaps you might say, the result of understanding our security in Christ. Chapter 15 also emphasizes the in Christ aspects of our faith, that it is completely connected with him, but now for a different purpose, not only just for the satisfaction of our hearts and the certainty of our standing before God because of him, but now also that we are connected with Christ, and that is the only way that the Father is glorified. It is the only way for fruit to be seen in the life of the believer, and it is the only way fruit is the way for the Father to be glorified. So we want to see now, as a result of our security in Christ and the result of knowing that our position is there with him, how a believer can be useful to the Lord Jesus by showing him, representing him in this world. He is now with the Father, and we are here on the earth. You might just make a connection that he said he is the true vine in verse 1 of this chapter. The Gospel of John began in chapter 1 saying he was the true light. He's also called the true bread from heaven. He's the true God in 1 John. And these emphasize that there is no other place where there's going to be reality. It suggests that there probably are other supposed vines, but the Lord Jesus is the true vine, the one where there is going to be a flowing of spiritual life for the believer to be able to make progress and to carry out the result of this assurance and security, this secure position in Christ. Carry out real, definite results of that relationship. Just to look at where our goal is, this verse that we closed with, verse 16, that your fruit should remain. It's also this word, abide. That for our fruit should also be lasting fruit. We abide in Christ. There is fruit. These are two points of emphasis in this chapter, as no doubt we'll speak of. The abiding and the fruit. And then that the fruit itself has the character of abiding and remaining. Lasting fruit. Fruit that really matters for God. Just another note again about our comments. It's been requested that some of us could probably stand to speak a little bit louder. I don't mean stand physically, but it would be helpful to speak a little bit louder. So if you don't see your neighbors cringing, probably it means you should be a little bit louder. That was the suggestion. So if your voice tends to be a little lower, remember that we're not just speaking to those near the first couple of rows, but that we're speaking to a large room, so we might have to just raise our voices a little bit. So may the Lord help us as we continue to look at these scriptures, continuing with, I am the true vine.
The nation of Israel was a choice vine brought out of Egypt, became a degenerate plant. They brought the fruit unto themselves. So what they should have been, the Lord Jesus was. He was that true vine. I'd like to make observation, too, in verse 2. The Father's a husband, we know that. But verse 2, every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he lifts it up. He doesn't take it away. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he lifts it up. Mr. Vine in his dictionary brings that out in several different places. If it was taken away, I'd probably already be taken away. And you were too. So he lifts up so we can get the blessing and bear fruit. Anyhow, that's just the thought. So that's real security, isn't it? You're not taken away, but you lift it up so you can bear fruit.
The reference to Israel being a vine is in Isaiah 5. And
Hosea.
And also Hosea, yeah, Psalm 80. So it is a reason the Lord would contrast that with who he is. He is the true vine, as was mentioned in the introduction. He's different in that he's not only the true vine, he is the one that can supply what is needed to bear fruit for the branches. He's not just there for himself.
As we have seen that in the Lord laying down his life on one aspect was for the sheep, the other side of it was for the pleasure of God. And just to clarify what is the true vine might speak of, it is always helpful to go to the book of Judges in chapter 9 when they came to the vine. And he said, the trees came to the vine and they said, come and rule over us. And the response of the vine, would I leave my position, if you will, that cheereth God and men? So the true vine, you might say, for the speaks of the Lord Jesus as the one who cheereth God and men. Because there's no question the believer, when it talks about the sense of security, that there is something that needs to cheer us in the way. Something that should supply us with a measure of joy and cheerfulness until we reach the land, until we reach heaven. And the Lord Jesus is such a supply to you and to me. He is the true vine, the genuine vine that will cheer the heart of God and that will cheer man as well. So it's something that we need to take hold of as far as the vine is concerned.